Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. One thing said one thing to the other things. A book of remembrance was opened before the Lord. Father, we thank you. Such a book has been written before the Lord tonight. As we exchange testimonies, revelations, you know, of the goodness of the Lord, of things to come, prayerfully and faithfully, that shortly will come to pass in the life of your people. So we thank you. We worship and we adore you, Lord. I want to read a few scriptures here tonight, Lord. Bless, Father, the reading of your word. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord Jesus. You see, like I said, I take off on where I brought, you know, talk, you the scripture just now. I'll probably add two more on the same subject. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? See? So, and very, very short tonight. Well, the Bible is a book of miracles. We know that. But strangely enough, some of the most important miracles recorded in the Bible are largely forgotten, even by God's children. And there are some of these forgotten miracles that even so many learned advanced Bible teachers don't even remember them, you know. I think I spoke here too many years ago about this. I just want to talk about two of them tonight, you know. So these forgotten miracles or they contain most of the wonderful truths of the scripture. Talk about the supernatural now. This is the realm where the bride will walk in this time we are living in now. The events in the world are just how to, you know, it's calling for it. The larger type of faith. Praise God. The larger type of faith and lifestyle, you know, depending upon the Lord for everything. So our study of this miracle, this word, is to help us to realize the potentials of faith. That's one of the reasons why God put this miracle in the Bible. Yes, it helped the people of those days that experienced them. Of course, we are all scared because we have had miracles in our life, amen? Amen. But even, tell me, any one of us here, we are. Even salvation itself is one of the greatest miracles. In fact, it's the greatest miracle. So, but we know God has promised us that, look, miracles will be ubiquitous, you know, as we near the rapture and the transition of the saints. So, so we are to acquaint ourselves with the supernatural so that we do not live our lives altogether in the natural. See, because, you know, this gospel is the gospel of the supernatural. Praise the Lord. Now, so I always like 1 Corinthians 16:13. Say, worship, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Now back to the same where our brother quoted. I will just mention two miracles in the Bible. Also, this miracle has to remind us that nothing is too hard for the Lord. And I will give three scriptures. You talk about Abraham too, right? Genesis 18:14 says, is anything too hard for the Lord? That's Genesis 18:14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life. And Sarah shall have a son. Oh, yeah. I did brother Charwin. I didn't see you there. I talked to you today. I didn't talk to you. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost, right? Anyway, Jeremiah 32:27 says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Luke 18:27, and he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To this, I will just mention two miracles in the Bible. Even if you just stop right there, that with God, nothing shall be impossible. A brother having a vision or something like that, you know, in his heart, that, you know, he wants God to do for him. You know, many, many years ago, and probably around 1996 and so on, and I had a dream that I got a job where I would be working on satellite, and the Lord said that I won't play a major role in that project, but we put satellite, I'll be working on satellite. And no, sure enough, around 1996 and so on, that, you know, so there was this Motorola had a contract, the biggest IC contract in the world, that's the Iridium project, you know. And there I was. I saw it plainly that I was working on satellite, So and you know, and then I got the contract, you know. And surely no, the Lord said I won't play a major role, but I will be there. So I was there for 6 months only. That we had to put up 66 satellites. And when we launched the second one, though they ended my contract. But I was happy. The Lord said you won't play a major role. I wasn't sad, you know, but it came to pass. Praise the Lord. So just think what you think about tonight. The Lord is wonderful. Praise God. So I'm going to work in the supernatural in these last days. See, because you know they are called for it. Now many things happen around Elijah, you know, and what are the miracles talking about tonight, you know? So you know, and many things happen around Elijah. Supernatural things around him and so on. So Elijah says it's a part of the Elijah thing at the end of time, you know. So and first of all, before I get to him. No, there's a miracle that he did, right? That, you know, after he had been transmitted. 8 years after, there came a letter from Elijah. 8 years after he had been transmitted, there came a letter from Elijah to the son of Jehoshaphat, who had held away. Jehoshaphat himself was a Gule king. He was a child of Asa, he is a king, you know, of Israel. And he did well. He had a flaw, though. He always played alliance with the house of Ahab. See, the backleading, king of Israel that married a hidden wife and things like that, you know. So he was a good king and he got into many, many trouble, many disappointments, you know. And that thing even came to taunt his own son. So he had seven sons. And the eldest of them, he was called Jehoram. Yeah, that's right. So it was Jehoram. So he went and married Athaliah, the wife of Jezebel. Can you imagine? Jehoshaphat, you are making alliance with Jehoshaphat, with Ahab, right? This ungodly king, as well as you know. And you keep on doing this thing. Even so, his son too, when he got to get married to Athaliah, the daughter of Jezebel, you know. And after Jehoshaphat left, so he gave his children gold, silver, all these things. There are seven of them, you know. And of course, the first one, Jehoram, he had to be the king, right, over Israel, right? So this man, what he did, he rose up. Upon all you have, your five priests assisted to be the king. He slaughtered all the rest of his brethren. You know, he just killed them. It so annoyed God that God had to have Elijah write a letter from heaven. So let me just read from 2 Chronicles 21. So, verse 1. I'll just give you a background now. My king is a supernatural letter from heaven. A man who has been gone from this earth, writing a letter 8 years after he has been translated, to show the supernatural power of the Almighty. That's what I'm really thinking. It's not so much about Jehoshaphat or his son, really, but the supernatural power of the Almighty can do whatever. Like we are thinking tonight and something that you know. So, 2 Chronicles 21:1. Now, Jehoshaphat slept with his father and was buried with his father in the city of David, and Jehoram his son reigned in his stead. And he had brethren, meaning Jehoram had brethren, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah and Jehiel and Zechariah, Azariah and Michael and Shephatiah. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. And their father gave them great gifts of silver and of gold and of precious things with fenced cities. Can you imagine some of them? Yeah. And Judah. I know, Judah. But the kingdom gave it to Jehoram because he was the firstborn. Yes. See? But now, when Jehoram was risen up to the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and slew all his brethren with his sword and divers also of the princes of Israel. What wickedness. His wife was Athaliah, like I said before, the daughter of the wicked Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, who even herself later became a murderer in her own right, really, you know. So, and because of the excessive evil and abominations committed by this king, Elijah sent him a written letter, foretelling the judgment that will come upon him. When men of God begin to trifle with unbelievers and even bring them to the pulpit, you know what you are really doing, you know? So, and anyway, so that's just by the way. So and then okay, that from heaven. That, and that's the part I really want to concern myself with and so on. So and so but the writing was about 8 years after that the prophet was translated to heaven. You can see that in 2 Chronicles 21:12. And there came a writing to him, to Jehoram, from Elijah the prophet, saying, thus said the Lord God of David thy father, because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat thy father, nor in the ways of Asa, your grandfather, I will call him, son of Judah, but hast walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and hast made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem go to a warning, like to the wardrobe of the house of Ahab, and also hast slain thy brethren of thy father's house, which were better even than yourself. Behold, with a great plague will I, with the Lord, smite thy people, and thy children, and thy wives, and all thy goods. And thou shalt have great sickness by disease of thy bowel, until the bowel fall out by reason of the sickness day by day. All the way from heaven, Elijah wrote, praise God. That is the part I'm looking at, the supernatural power of the Almighty. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. So people have been wondering, how did that happen, you know? Well, I will say this about that. Well, God could have used an agency such as the writing coming literally from Elijah, the prophet, after he was taken from heaven. God could have even used an angel to bring that down to earth from Elijah, if God so pleased. So, but to me, so you are asking these questions. I don't quote the to the Bible. To me, suffice to say that we need not explain how it could have occurred any more than the miracle of the same Elijah appearing on the Mount of Transfiguration. Praise the Lord. Or the same Elijah was said by the Old Testament canon, say, I will send you Elijah the prophet again, right? Before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. I would explain that kind of thing. Supernatural, praise God. So the point is this, the supernatural power of the Almighty. Elijah says too, at the end of time, right now in our time now, we'll be living in the miraculous, praise God. That will be capstoned by the translation of the church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's set our eyes like that and believe God for the impossible. Just as we have read, what is not possible with man is possible with God. And with God, nothing shall be impossible. No matter what you want God to do for you in your life, set your heart in idea, as we said in scripture before. Now, I want to also talk about the miracle of the manna. You see, a great lesson he taught us, you know, we should not ever forget these things, you know, the miracle of the manna, we all know that. Where we know, so not even the manna, yes, you know, and even the clothes that didn't even wear out, the children of Israel, right? So it is normal for our clothes to wear, and we know that. And there were, and we know, these children of Israel, they went through the wilderness 40 years. There were no department stores in the desert, but God preserved their clothing, you know. We have to look at this thing because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and apply it to our need of today. Praise the Lord. So that's what we are learning from there. God put them there for a purpose, you know. So and so what were the children of Israel to you know, go to do in the wilderness all those 40 years and all that, you know? So and the answer is that God preserved their clothing from wearing out, period, you know. And that's why in Deuteronomy 29:5, and I have led you 40 years in the wilderness, your clothes are not waxing old upon you, and a shoe is not even waxing old upon you, upon thy foot. So when we see all these things, we can have faith. You know, that's what it's all about. Generate faith in our heart. Even Nehemiah the prophet mentioned the same thing, Nehemiah 9:21. Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. I like that, you know. Their clothes wax not old, and their feet are swear not. So God, by a continuous miracle, preserved their garments and their footwear during the whole 40 years in the wilderness. So the Lord is able to perform any necessary miracle. That's why I'm reading this scripture. There are many of them in the Bible. The Bible is a book of miracles. The Lord is able to perform any necessary miracle in order to supply the needs of his trusting children. That's why in James chapter 1, verse 4. But let patience have a perfect work. That was mentioned before tonight. You know, that's what patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that he may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Shall we forget the miracle of the manna, the same period of time for 40 years? How he fed them? I mean, when we meditate on these things, we cannot, but you have unconscious faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. You just have faith. Down the Bible, what is all about? To generate faith, right? Faith comes by hearing, isn't it? Hearing the word of the Lord. And you can resolve every issue. Yes, need will come daily. And they are resolved by meditating upon the word of God, what he has done. Then faith will be generated. Let's talk about the miracle of the manna, you know, because it's right there. In Exodus 16:4, then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. See? So there's a lot of lesson in that miracle right there, you know. This miracle stands out from other miracles in that it was repeated, as keep saying it here, 12,500 times. That miracle was wrought in those 40 years. You know, if you calculate it, you know, I can lay it down, remove the Saturday, the Sabbath day, the Saturday, remove it from there, calculate it was 12,500 times God wrote that miracle, raised that manna down from heaven for the children of Israel, you know. So the manna was first given on the 15th day, if you want to do it by math for yourself, 15th day of the second month after the children of Israel came out of Egypt. That's in Exodus 16:1. I want to go ahead and read it. That's what I just said right now. And the manna ceased the day after they passed over in the 48th year. That's in Joshua 5:6. So, you see, the Lord, whatever he does, whatever you need, the Lord will supply it until there's no more need. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we see the Bible over and over again. As soon as they eat the corn of the land, that is in Joshua chapter 5. Let's read Joshua 5:6. You know, I think I read that one. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, and the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land at the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn, in the third same day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. So God's supply will never run out in your life, amen. I will supply all our needs. Praise God. We will read in the Bible too. Even Elisha the prophet, the woman and the oil, right? Go and borrow vessels, not few, right? Yeah. Go and borrow many vessels, you know. And they went, I don't know, according to her faith, she got all she could, right? Mm-hmm. You know, lock herself up, obey the word of the prophet, and keep on pouring the oil, until there are no more vessels, right? Yeah. Then the oil stops, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Supernatural supply. We need it in this hour, no matter our standing today. You know, we need the supernatural power of the Almighty. So we see that there. So, you know, daily stuff. And the thing is this. You know, the greatest lesson about the manna is this. You know, is that daily dependence on the Lord. Mm-hmm. See, that is the greatest lesson of this miracle. You know, they were told, just don't gather what you need for one day. Only the last day before the Sabbath, you are going to gather two rations, you know. And you know what happened to them, human nature, right? You know, yeah. You know, then they go and gather more. What happens to it? It bred worms, you know. So God tell them that lesson of daily dependence, you know, upon the Lord. And this thing the Lord taught us, even in the gospel and so on, Luke chapter 12. I don't have it written here. Luke 12 is a very comforting scripture, you know. I think there was that parable in there. You know, the Bible tells us, you know, it told us, you know, I have no anxiety about tomorrow, amen. What a great comfort, praise God. If you can read in Luke, it's about to say he told his disciples, you know, and he told us many things, you know, consider, you know, the ravens, they do not have, they did not sow nor reap, neither do they have even storehouses, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. How much value are human as the birds? Consider, the, you know, the lilies, how they grow. They don't spin, they don't toil. And yes, Solomon, in all of his glory, not even arrayed like one of these. But you know, we're telling all of these things. And Bible says that, you know, that precious scripture, you know, sufficient unto each day at the evil thereof. Amen. Praise God. So why go add tomorrow to it? Tomorrow is the only food of trouble, right? Why add tomorrow to it, you know? And so let us laugh. That's the Lord teaching us that daily dependence upon the Lord. No matter where situation we may be in, the Lord will never fail. And that's what the Lord said. It has comforted me all the time. Tomorrow shall take care of the things of itself.
Amen.
The Lord God Almighty says so. Amen.
Amen.
After we all face problems. Amen. This Lord is problem solving, right? By through the grace of God. So when I hear each day we hear the word of the Lord. Yeah? Tomorrow I have for this issue, right? Okay, praise God. Let me enjoy today. You know, enjoy it. Whatever you have today, right? The Lord said tomorrow when he comes, he shall take care of the things of himself.
Amen.
Yesterday did. Today is doing it today. When he comes to us, it will take care of the things of himself. Sufficient unto each day and the evil thereof. Praise the Lord Jesus. So very short thing tonight here about the miraculous, you know, and as we think along this line, so we see, I will conclude this very short thing here by the thing that we are began. So no matter what your need might be tonight, I put it on here, be reminded that nothing is too hard for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And I put it in Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for the Lord? See? Then Jeremiah 22:27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything to add for me? Luke 18:27, and he said that the things which are impossible with men, they are possible with God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we worship you, Lord. Glory be to your name, Lord. Lord, you have given us unto all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Your word, even with that, is the most precious. With that word in our heart, it's creative. When that found through faith, the words were framed by the word of God. Anyway, in the name of the Lord Jesus, it will create for us. In the name of the Lord. Whatever we need, it will create it. Lord, help us to get acquainted with you, Lord. Acquainted with the supernatural. In the name of Jesus. Like we said, oh Lord, the renewing of our mind. Yes, that takes time. Renew of our mind is a process. Our salvation was wrought. Certain us like that, when we receive Christ. But our mind has to, you know, it's a process to renew our mind. Romans 12 tells us so. Help us to dwell upon the word. Meditate upon the word. He told Joshua, this is the way, this is a secret. In me shall I meditate day and night. Then shall I make the way prosperous. Then shall I have a good success. Oh, Father, we know nothing can comfort us in this word. As that you open this book with an open heart and prayerfully, that we won't find an answer to any of these earthly problems. So as we go tonight, Lord, we remember all these things, Lord, oh God. And of fact, Bible says the book of miracles. And we ourselves are a miracle, Lord. You know, the recreation of God, a new creation. Lord, we thank you for all you have wrought for us, Lord. Thank you because you are ready at hand to bless and to help us. Like our brother quoted from Isaiah 41, said, "See, I will help thee, you know, I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Thou shalt hear a voice behind you. Here is the way. Walk it therein. Lord, we shall hear it because the Holy Ghost is in us. He will show us things to come. Yes. He will put us in remembrance of all the things you have taught us. He will show us things to come. He will not glorify himself. He will glorify Christ. So we thank you tonight. And that's the Holy Ghost is in us to do all these things. As we go into the prayer session right now, Lord. So, you know, with all these glorious promises of the Lord, that nothing shall be impossible. And the Lord turned it around in Luke, in Matthew 21, and nothing shall be impossible unto you, little God, G, little G-O-D-S, and so on. You know, it's not listening to your word, unto them that God's word comes to accord God. So, Father, we thank you tonight. Never monopolize power. He that believeth on me, the word that I do shall they do, and even greater works shall they do. That is the Almighty God. That is the nature of God. You know, that's the nature of man. Man is selfish. We want to monopolize. Not the Lord Jesus. The word that I do shall ye do also. So we thank you tonight, Lord, and we know, Lord, nothing shall be impossible unto us too in this age we are living in. Blessed be thy name, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, brother Charles, tonight, will be helping us with prayer, confession. Praise the Lord Jesus.